We're now just minutes away from it officially being opening day. It was opening day eve. It is opening day eve for the next 6 minutes. And then it becomes opening day, and I'm excited. Peter's in Westchester. Peter, are you excited as well?
Yes, Salvatore, buonasera.
Buongiorno.
Well, yeah. In 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm absolutely elated.
Oh, is buonasera good night? Or good evening?
Something along those lines, yeah.
I don't know whatever language that is.
I don't know. I thought you were Italian.
I am, but I don't. I mean, I took it in high school, but I don't remember it. I could barely speak English, for goodness sake.
Your grandmother didn't spank the Italian language into you?
No. My grandparents were not off the boat. Their parents were. Yeah.
All right. Well, something non-baseball that came out of nowhere.
How'd you know it was Italian, by the way?
Well, Salvatore Acosta.
Oh, yeah. Well, Licata, but yeah. Who's
okay.
counting?
Even more so.
All right.
Well, anyway, not to digress, but I have to tell you, at this late stage, I can't even sleep. And I want to announce at 11:54 that I'm deciding to brand a brand new New York fan that probably hides in the basement, never acknowledges who they are. I'm a tanky.
Hmm.
I love the Mets. I love the Yankees. It's not a Johnny come lately. Oh, the Yankees are winning. I'm all of a sudden into the Yankees. I get pain when I see the Mets hurt. I get pain when I see the Yankees hurt.
Interesting.
And I thought maybe Matanky, and you're more Mets, or Yan Met, but Yan Met, I don't know. Yank Met doesn't really sound right.
I don't know if I like either. Yeah, I'm not sure if I like either, but it's weird to me, or interesting at least to me, that you feel, Peter, fandom for both teams. How did that start, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a New Yorker, Sal. I'm a New Yorker.
Well, I am
when
as well.
The Rangers are winning. I mean, the Islanders and Rangers were different because the Rangers were more right in the heart of the city and the Islanders had their legacy up in Nassau. But, you know, these baseball teams are right there in the Bronx and in Queens.
Podman sucks! Oh, that felt good to say it. I was just hanging out with him and his family last weekend. I'm just kidding. Potvin's actually great. I mean, he may have sucked on the ice, but he's a nice person in reality. But I still love that chant.
Yeah, but look what's happening now.
What?
You've got mega dollars weighing in both on the Mets and the Yankees.
No, I get it, but I'm just curious how you have fandom. Like, I get, okay, I'm a New Yorker, I root for both, whatever, but the reality is the majority of us are from New York or live here now when we care about the Mets and Yankees, and very few people actually root for both as true fans.
There are a lot of us out there, bro. And they're just
really?
Not going to admit it because they're like, oh, I've always loved the Yankees, you know, when they're winning.
Well, where have they been? I've never seen them my whole life. I'm 43. I've either come across Yankee fans or Met fans. Like I said, the occasional caller maybe, but I have not really run into fans of both the Mets and the Yankees.
They're so out there. But, you know, like, I guess some people won't admit that. I'm not saying that that's my persuasion politically, but there's a lot of Trump fans that are just not going to admit they're Trump.
Oh, now you're losing me. No, now you're, and thank you for the call, Peter. Let's not get political. We're trying to keep it positive here on opening day eve. We've got minutes until opening day, and you're trying to go political. No, and I know you're just using it as a reference point, as an example, but you show me a Met Tanky or whatever you were saying, a Met Yankees fan, and I'll show you somebody who's not a baseball fan, or at least not a fan of a team. You can't be a fan of two teams. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to root against one. You can root for both the Mets and Yankees, but to feel the pain of two different teams, I don't know if that's actually possible. We have to check out the scientifics of it as far as fandom goes. But I don't believe that to be possible. I've never been able to experience that. Even if I joke around and say, oh, you know, like I'm not rooting against the Islanders necessarily. I'm not, like, I don't care of the results of their game. Oh, no, they lost. No, it doesn't do anything to me. If the Rangers lose, it bothers me because I'm a Rangers fan. Same for the Mets or whatever other team you grew up rooting for. You're either a fan of a team or you're not. I mean, I don't think you could be a fan of two teams, but that's just me. I mean, if it works for you, good for you. But I don't think you're in the majority. Either way, enjoy opening day. You got two games to be excited about. Double the pleasure, double the pain. I can't even handle being a fan of one team in each sport. You think I want to take on double teams? I can't handle that. We'll get back. That just sounded weird. Don't cut that up. Please, delete that, actually, from the record. Don't even post it on the Odyssey app. Free Odyssey app, by the way, in case you missed anything. 8-7, I realized after it came out of my mouth. That too. Actually, don't save that either.